Councillors now have unanimously agreed that there'll be no barrier from the Portbridge roundabout out to the Clannery Hotel roundabout. All the businesses are happy now at that, and we've asked the councillors to look for a speed reduction of possibly 60 kilometres an hour, which is a sensible thing. It should have been looked for long before now, instead of trying to put more pressure on businesses by cutting off the entrances into their business, you know.
Now, if the NRA had went ahead here and put a barrier up between the two roundabouts, what damage would this have had on the businesses here?
Well, from talking to, I know my own business is up Cullion Road. It would have been severely hit, because a mile and a half from the Cullion Road junction out to the Dry Arch roundabout and then again to come up Cullion Road. Every person going up to our business up Cullion Road would have had to do that extra journey. Every business owner going into the town for something coming out again would have had to do that extra journey. Would it seriously affected the businesses? And our views, they might say we're late coming on about it now. Our views were put to them in 2006 when this was first mentioned. We sent in our views on it and we heard nothing was accepted from us, you know. That's why we're still here fighting about it today.
But what's more important here, road safety or the businesses?
Road safety is the most important thing, but you just can't ignore the businesses. That's why it's astonishing that that road, the speed hasn't been cut on it to 60 kilometres an hour. For all the, look at the many junctions and hotels and petrol stations are on that road from the Dry Arch roundabout in. You come off the four-lane roundabout at the Dry Arch roundabout, you're doing 100 miles an hour, and then you go on to, from there on in, the four lanes on in, and look at the many businesses and entrances there, and the speed limit has been kept at 100 miles an hour, which is ridiculous, given the number of entrances and businesses that's along that road. So the sensible thing, and the councillors agreed with it here today, is they look for a speed reduction.
60 kilometres an hour may be very difficult to police, though, for the Gardaí.
I don't know. How do you mean? 60 mile an hour. If you're coming on that road and you're doing 60 mile an hour and somebody puts a nose of their car out in front of you, you've a far better chance of getting stopped than if you're doing 100 mile an hour. So I can't see how it'll be difficult for the Gardaí to police.
My point is, a lot of people, we heard there today that 35,000 cars going through that road each day.
Yeah.
So it may be hard to police because there may be an awful lot of people ignore this 60 mile or 60 kilometres an hour.
Well, first of all, I don't think there's 35,000 cars going out and on that road today. There might have been 5 years ago when the country was going well. But it's a different story nowadays. I would like to see the right survey done to see the many cars that's going out and on that road. It's nowhere near 35,000, you can take it from me.